All right. I'm a little loud, I think, JJ. Didn't want to wake anybody up. You know, after JJ talked about needing more babies, I thought he's talking to probably the wrong crowd about needing babies. We need to pray for some young couples to be a part of us. Before I start, I'll give you the latest update I have on Miss Lynn. She is still in ICU. They're still running some tests, and they're just not quite sure exactly what happened. She did have a bad asthma attack, and they think that may have triggered the problem with her heart racing. They're getting it stabilized, so that's the latest on Miss Lynn. If you want to open up your Bibles to Psalms 102, verses 17 and 18. And we're going to talk tonight about something I'm calling testimonials to pass on. You know, sometimes there's important things that happen in our lives as Christians, and I think sometimes we fail to pass those important things on to our family and friends and perhaps even co-workers about what has happened to us in our life as we follow the Lord. So tonight I want to look at Psalms 102, verses 17 and 18. And it says, "He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, I pray that these words will be an encouragement to those that are here and perhaps to those that might hear this. Lord, I pray that you'll be with those that are traveling, those that are sick. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to realize that there's things we can do to pass on what happened to us in our Christian walk that will be an encouragement to those that follow after us. I thank you, Lord, for everything you do. Pray that you'll lead and guide us as we go through this time. In Jesus' most precious name I pray. Amen. Okay, verse 18 is what I want to key on, and it talks about, it's a reminder that we should do our best to pass on our faith to the generations to come. You know, a lot of times we talk here at church about, you know, salvation, when we got saved and when we got baptized and maybe certain other events in our life, but do we really ever write these things down and pass it on to our children, our family members, or even, like I said, to those that work with us about the important things that happen? And I think there's 10, if you will, 10 spiritual events, and there may be more than this, but there's 10 spiritual events in our life that are worthy to be noted and passed on to those that come behind us. The first one is our salvation experience, and you can write these down if you want to, but our salvation experience. And the first thing we need to think about is do we remember the name of the person that led us to Christ? Was it a pastor? Was it somebody out soul winning? Do we remember that? Where did it happen? Did it happen at home? Did it happen at a church service? At revival? How old were you when it happened to you? You know, as we've had our grandchildren living with us, you know, sometimes you don't realize that you never really told a lot about what's happened in your Christian walk. You never really tell your children, grandchildren, a lot about what's happened to you in your Christian walk. And, you know, I think that's an important thing to share. To share what happened to you when you got saved. Where did it occur? The second Well, and were there any unusual circumstances? You know, sometimes it happens when people are in a parking lot and somebody just stops and talks to them. Write down anything that's important and share it with them. Second question is your baptism. Do you remember when you got baptized? Here's one for you. Was it in a river, a lake, or a pond, or the baptistry? Do you remember? Because some people, years ago, some people got baptized out there in the river. Do you remember where it was? Who was there? You know, sometimes we fail to share. And I know when we got baptized, we were far away from family, but we didn't think about sharing that experience. You know, with smartphones and everything today, you can take pictures and send it to everybody to let them know what happened in our spiritual life. What made a difference? Why did we get baptized? And the name of the person who baptized you. You ever thought about that? The person who baptized you. You know, wouldn't it be great if someday all the people that Pastor Dave baptized, we'd have a record across his whole life of all the people that he baptized? Be something to remember, wouldn't it? Something to pass on to the next generation. Third question. Did you ever attend any special revivals? Who was the preacher? Do you remember who the preacher was? I see Miss Kay back there shaking her head. Yeah, she's attended some special revivals. She may not remember who the preacher was. What kind of decision did you make at that special revival? Did you rededicate your life to the Lord? Did you get saved? Did you commit to go wherever the Lord wanted you to go? You know, sometimes we just don't think of those things as being important to share with others. I know I didn't ever think about some of these things as being important to share as our spiritual walk. The next one is special services. You ever been in a special service? Like when we had the service here for our 50th anniversary? Do you remember anything about it? Do we remember who spoke at the service? Do you remember anything about what went on? Because, you know, I don't know about you, I don't think we'll see too many 50-year church celebrations. But do we remember anything about it to share with? Hey, the importance of 50 years. Do you realize today there's a lot of churches don't ever make it to 50 years? How important that is to share with others the fact that there's churches that have been in existence for 50 years and more. The next one is answered prayer. Do we share answered prayers with others? You know, another important part of that is how long did you pray that prayer? Because, you know, when we talk to others, you know, people hear, well, I prayed and the Lord answered my prayer. But was it instantaneous or was it something you'd prayed for a long time? I mean, there's people have prayed for salvation for their family members for 20, 30 years sometimes before they ever get saved. Right. Do we remember those times? Also, answered prayer can be, I prayed that the Lord had shown me where I should go and what I should do. Because, you know, a lot of times, and I see it today with a lot of young people, because we have a few young people where I work. There's like two or three under 40, so I call them young. But do we really ever talk to people about answered prayer? About what God did for us? Because too many times when you go and witness to somebody, do we really have anything we can tell them about what God's done for us? Wouldn't it be great to be able to pass on to your children that you prayed about something involving them and God answered that prayer? Because you know what? A lot of times children have no idea that their parents are praying for them, do they? They have no idea. But this would be an opportunity to let them know, hey, I prayed for you for 20 years for this. Or I prayed that God would help you to find the right place for you to be in service to Him. Or I prayed for you that you get baptized. You got saved, but you never got baptized. Here's a good one. Soul-winning experiences. Did you ever pass on any soul-winning experiences? And first thing came to my mind was, I hear a lot of soul-winning experiences that have gone not necessarily so good, but you don't always hear about the ones that did go good, where you had the opportunity to sit down and spend time with somebody instead of we walked up and knocked on the door and they opened the door, and the minute we said we're from Sharon Baptist Church, they slammed the door. You hear a lot of those where people slam the door on you, but do we remember the ones where, hey, we knocked on that door and they were ecstatic to see somebody? They were glad that somebody came and knocked on our door and was willing to go out. You know, we hear a lot of times, Pastor and I, when we go out, this is the first time Pastor ever came and visited us. You know, I guess you assume that when people go and visit churches that somebody goes out and visits them, but it's apparent that that doesn't happen all the time, because we've had numerous people say, nobody ever came, no pastor ever came and visited us after we visited there. But maybe something else. The youngest person you ever witnessed to when you're out soul winning. You know, a lot of times I think we concentrate on older people sometimes, not realizing that when we're out soul winning, there's some younger people that we might need to spend a little bit of time talking to. You know, just because they're 13, 14, or maybe even 10 years old, if they're old enough to understand. Have you ever talked to young people when you're out soul winning? And then maybe the most unique experience you ever had when you're out soul winning. I know my wife and Miss Sue had a unique experience when they were out soul winning one time. Dog almost knocked the door open and got them. But, you know, those kind of things. Do you remember those things and pass it on? The things that happen to us as Christians. The next one is your favorite Bible verses. Do you have a life verse? Does anybody else know what your life verse is? Have you ever told anybody? I know I've heard the pastor say many times what his life verse is, and I've heard some others, but, and I relate this mostly to family. Have you ever told your family what your life verse is and what it means to you and why you chose that as your life verse? Why was it important to you? Because you know what? Hopefully, we don't just choose a life verse because we heard it and we thought it was great, but because it spoke to us somehow, because it impacted us in some way. Because it should be something important if we claim it as our life verse. Also, do you have a favorite story in the Bible? I see Miss Kay shaking her head at all these. She's probably told all her children all these things. Well, see, and that's great to have passed those things on to your children, so that they know, hey, Daniel in the lion's den is my favorite story. And why is it your favorite story? And just explain to them why Daniel in the lion's den is important to you, and why it's important as a Christian for the faith that we have. And then, what's your favorite book of the Bible? What's your favorite book of the Bible? You have a favorite book? Yeah, I see a lot of people shaking their heads. Yeah, I have a favorite book. Does anybody else know what your favorite book is? Have you ever told anybody you know that, hey, this is my favorite book, and shared something from that book with them? Because I relate this to our situation with our grandchildren, having lived with us for some time. And, you know, you think about it, there's things you can pass on, and you don't have to just sit there and wonder what you're going to say to your family members. There's things we can pass on. Next one is your favorite hymn or song. I'll pick on my wife now, because she told me if she passes on before me, she has this song and a particular person that she'd like to have sing that song at her funeral. Have you ever told anybody what's your favorite song? Have you ever thought about what's your favorite song? What song sticks? You know, do you ever wake up in the morning and a song pops in your head and it just sticks with you? An invitation song. You ever thought about that? There's some invitation songs that are pretty moving that you can share with people. You ever thought about sharing a little bit of what the Lord's done for us and how we feel about what He's done? Next, special spiritual decisions. This is number 9. Special spiritual decisions. Maybe a time when, and for some of us it might be a while ago, you were at youth camp and you may have made a decision about either salvation or about serving the Lord. You ever thought about that? Was there a special time in your life that you made a decision? A spiritual decision. Because we make a lot of decisions in our life, but sometimes they're not very spiritual, are they? Sometimes we make decisions that are not very spiritual. But if we made a decision that was spiritual. I think about Sarah sometimes. You know, being the head of a daycare, I cannot imagine the strain and drain on even a Christian to have to deal with the situations. I mean, it takes a special person to do that. And, you know, I'm sure that wasn't an easy decision, was it? Because, guess what? It may be tough working at a doctor's office, but at least you can go home and forget about everything that's going on. When you're a day school director, you really can't forget about everything, because there's always something that you have to deal with. So that might have been a special spiritual decision for her to do that, because I'm sure she didn't make it lightly. But did you share that with anybody, that decision? You share it with your parents? I'm not picking on you. I'm just trying to to get you to see that sometimes we don't share things that would help others to see about our walk and how we have the faith to believe that God can take care of us. Lastly, and this is one that some people may want to do and some may not. Spiritual advice to pass on. I hesitate to say that because sometimes as Christians we like to give advice to our children, to others. But we got to be sure it's good advice, don't we? We want to be sure it's something that comes from God's Word. Something that will comfort and help others in the next generation. You know, sometimes I look back on my life and I wish somebody had early on given me some good spiritual advice, because I wouldn't have spent some of the years that I spent not serving the Lord, knowing that I could have been serving the Lord if somebody had said, hey, you realize that there's things you can do for the Lord. Because, you know, and some of you can relate to this. I enlisted in the Air Force at 20 years old. And, you know, I was saved. But when you get in the world and you don't have any good spiritual advice, you just kind of go and do what everybody else is doing. And I can tell you that, you know, they have chaplains and they have religious stuff in the military, but it's not, and the advice they give you is not spiritual advice. And so, consequently, there's lost times in our life sometime because we don't have good spiritual advice. There again, I think of Sarah and JJ. And in some ways, I'm kind of covetous of what they have because they have an opportunity to share some good spiritual advice with their children that I know I didn't share with our children. They have an opportunity to pass on to those children good spiritual advice. And you know, if there's one thing that's important today is giving our children and the coming generations good spiritual advice. Because there's always going to be an enemy out there that wants to attack you. There's always going to be people that want to try to teach you what you should do. But if you have good spiritual advice, you'll know exactly what to do and who to call on when you need something. So I hope this helps to... And you can think up any other questions. I mean, I'm sure there's probably other questions that you could use. But I just thought this is an opportunity to pass on to others those things that have happened to us and those things that are important in life. Because we may think that we're going to live a long time, but you never know. Just in the last 2 weeks where I work, we've had 2 civilians just pass away, heart attacks. And you know, we hadn't had a person pass away in years, but all of a sudden within 2 weeks. And so we never know what could happen to us. But right at that, even if you don't actually give it to anybody, write it down and leave it somewhere so that somebody can see what your spiritual testimony is. Let's close in a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to share what you've given me from my studies, and Lord, share with others what we can do as Christians to share our spiritual testimony with our family and with others, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to see the need to share that with others, to the need to pass it on, because we have generations that are missing out on the faith and the guidance and the love that you have for them, Lord. I pray that you'll be with Pastor and Pastor James and those that are traveling back from the bus conference, Lord. Pray that you'll just give them safety. And, Lord, thank you for this day. In Jesus' most precious name I pray. Amen.